Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq. This hadith is about the omnipotence of God. A lot of times people ask the question whether God can do such and such a thing, right? And they mention an impossible thing, right? Like, for example, a very common question that people ask is, can God fit the world into an egg, right, without the egg becoming bigger or the world becoming smaller? Something which is, in and of itself, impossible, right? So, the assumption is that if we say that he cannot, God's power becomes limited. And then if he can, it means that this thing is impossible, right? Or this thing is something, possible and it can be done. Otherwise, how could God do it, right? Which contradicts the assumption that it's impossible, right? So this is one of those paradoxes, a lot of atheists mentioned it, a lot of agnostics mention it, right, as an objection to God's power, and then consequently an objection to God's existence. And, it's interesting to note that, questions such as this and similar questions like it were often posed to our A'imma alayhi wasalam. You go all the way back to the time of Imam Ali. People used to come and ask Imam Ali these questions. Imam Sadiq was also asked this question in one case. And they would answer this question. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam was once asked, can your Lord fit the world into an egg? To which he replied, verily, Allah mighty and exalted cannot be attributed with incapacity. But that which you are asking cannot ever be. وَالَّذِي سَأَلْتَنِي لَا يَكُونَ. Meaning the thing that you're asking is something impossible. It's wrong to say that God cannot do it. That implies that God is impowerful and he doesn't have the power to do it. What should be said is that this thing, because it's impossible, cannot receive existence from God. The incapacity is not on the side of God, but of this thing. It lacks the potential or the possibility of receiving existence from God simply because of the fact that it's impossible. By its very definition, it's impossible. Right? So the problem lies on the side of this thing itself, not on the part of God. So it's not coming into existence. It doesn't limit the power of God. Rather, it stems from a limitation of the thing itself. And this tradition is interesting because the Imam says that this is a question that Iblis, Satan, he posed to one of the prophets. Iblis, Satan, asked Jesus, son of Mary, is your Lord capable of fitting the earth inside an egg without shrinking the earth or enlarging the egg? This is interesting in the sense that it kind of alludes to the fact that these kind of objections, these kind of misgivings, right, they stem from direct inspiration from certain, satanic forces, right? It's not always the case that Satan tries to deceive us by enticing our passions or, kind of instigating our anger. Sometimes he kind of enters from an intellectual kind of point of view, wants to pose these kind of misgivings and these kind of objections we cannot resolve, and then we end up disbelieving in God. So Jesus alayhi salam replied, woe betide you, verily Allah can never be ascribed with incapacity, and who is there more powerful than one who can shrink the earth and enlarge the egg if he so wills? Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the omnipotence of God in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد